It's the P1 Perfect Pair. Don't call us, we'll call you. Registered Tickethead cardholders, be by the phone at 735, 1035, 235, and 535. Brought to you by Central Yamaha, Pack and Stack Self-Storage, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Bob Stern Show will be at Circuit City in Southlake Thursday from 5 until 7. You can register to win ticket t-shirts, Cowboys training camp shirts. And there will be tons of giveaways from Circuit City, including Kodak Easy Share digital cameras, Nintendo GameCubes, Game Boy Advance systems, Altec Lansing speakers. The new Circuit City in Southlake is now open in front of the Village Center. Stop by tomorrow night from 6 until 7 for your chance to meet Eddie George and Jay Novacek. And the Sterminator will be out there as well from 5 until 7, so go see him. What's the matter?
Nothing. I was just talking to myself.
Okay. That's at Kimball Avenue and East Southlake in Southlake. Time to stop down now for a little bit of
entertainment.
And this is brought to you by Jack Daniels and Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Tonight, the Rangers and the Angels. Also tomorrow afternoon, the Rangers and the Angels. If you need great seats for those games, Texas Tickets can hook you up.
Go out there and support the Rangers.
All Cowboys games, all concerts. Texas Tickets has great seats for all of it. You know that. And tickets for the Little Mavericks are available now at Texas Tickets. 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality. Going around with little steel cobras on his valve stems. Here is Cobra.
And now it's time for the snake.
In a way, I'm sad to report this story to the masses, to America, to my friends, to my coworkers, to my family. This sickens me. I don't understand this, Greg. Billy Joel is set to marry his girlfriend, Katie Lee, Saturday at his estate on Long Island.
Why?
He is 55, she is 22.
33 years difference.
I will give you.
So Billy Joel had already had several number one records by the time she was born.
All of his number one records. He's basically done with everything. Glass Houses, when that come out? 80? 79?
Yeah. She was born in 82.
I know.
By then, he had had The Stranger. Just the Way You Are was being played at Gen X weddings everywhere. He had Sing Us a Song, You're the Piano Man.
I think that he
was about to do Allentown.
Yeah. Yeah. Allentown was released in 84, wasn't it?
Yeah. What was that? Nylon Curtain that it was on?
With Uptown Girl and stuff?
No, it wasn't on that one.
No.
What was the one, Uptown? There was another one on that. Uptown Girl, what was the other one he had?
Oh, that's, yeah, An Innocent Man.
Well, I'll give you, if someone's 60 and they're marrying a 30-year-old, I can understand that. Because at 30, you've kind of matured. Kind of. I didn't, but most
people.
He's
marrying someone that was a senior in high school 4 years ago.
I know, and he is 55.
He has lost his mind. And have you seen him lately?
Oh, yeah. Here's a picture of him. That's another thing. Do you think this 5'2", fat little bald man could pick this girl up at a bar? Like, if she's with all her friends, all her little high society New York bitchy friends, and they're drinking martinis and, you know, talking about Princess Di and how shook up they were when they found out she died when they were 11. And in walks Billy Joel, or in walks this guy, this bald Alan King knockoff. And do you think that they're looking at each other going, God, boy, he is just hot. I would love to meet him and talk to him. No. They'd be like, who's the narc? Who's the Coors Light salesman in here? You know? I mean,
keep going, man. This is good.
No, I'm just saying, it's just stupid, and he knows that.
The crowd's into it.
Thank you.
You're not going to make me explain this, are you?
No, I know it's the money. That's the thing.
You're not going to make me explain.
No, I know it's the money, but he knows it's the money.
Of course he does.
He knows that.
And he's laughing right now.
Okay, he knows that she does not love him.
Mm-hmm.
He knows that, yet he will continue to plow through this, his third marriage.
Yeah, you know why? Because he's knocking off 22-year-old Nookie.
And you're wearing shorts.
Yeah, but how can he wake up every morning and look over there and be like, oh, this is great, but she cares so little about me. It's all about every penny that I'm, making off Piano Man.
Maybe he doesn't care.
Look around, you young snake.
Yeah, I see.
It's a prevalent situation in this world.
I know. And she could have some young buck, you know.
She doesn't. I mean, she's getting big
she
bucks, not young bucks.
Little roundish, impish,
sugar and a comic-looking guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's he going to be doing from now on? It's about time for him to head for the standards, isn't it?
Why can't you just be happy for the guy? Why do you have to... You sound like you're mad and jealous. Why is this affecting you so adversely?
He doesn't understand it. You don't understand it, do you?
No,
hey, I don't understand it either.
I understand.
I don't.
Let the man have his fun. He's not long for this world. He's 55.
He's probably got 40 years of life left.
Right, so enjoy it with 22-year-olds. If you could, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I mean, what if you were in his shape? Well, what if you were in his
shoes?
Be like, oh, this hot 22-year-old likes me. I think I'm going to go with the 60-year-old.
Okay. I mean, I can have someone my age that's torn up and has 9 C-sections and stretch marks from ear to ear. Or I can have this hot piece of ass right here. What am I going to do? Oh, give me the stretch mark chick.
I'm not saying... I'm not saying date someone who's 60. I'm saying date someone who is...
Stretch marks from ear to ear.
Ear to ear.
That's great.
Wow.
I'm not saying date someone who's 60. Date someone who's 35. Why 22? He could get it.
Because he doesn't want that. He doesn't want it. He wants a 22-year-old, and he's a millionaire superstar.
And he can get
entertainer,
it.
And he can get it.
I'm with you, Snake.
At least get someone who, you know, she didn't, I guarantee you, before she met him, she probably didn't even know who he was.
She does now. And you know the thing is, you know what's so great about this? Is because he probably hit on her a few times, and she thought, get my dad out of here.
Oh, yeah.
And then he started buying her Mercedes and jewels, and he bought her. And I love that because that proves what a slut she is. They're all sluts, except your mom and your grandmother. And if they weren't them, they'd be one too.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
the hammer.
The hammer.
They're all sluts.
Okay.
And they
hammer.
Can all be bought.
You're right.
They can be bought.
You're right, Gregory.
And if you want exhibit,
you're right,
there it
Greg
is.
Greg1310 at AOL.com.
Greg, I don't think you need to give out that information.
Can guys be bought
the
like
hammer.
That?
Of course.
I can be bought.
If you were 22 and what's that whore who did, who made the bitch? What was her name?
Can this segment get any more abrasive and over the top?
God,
Collins.
No wonder we don't have any female listeners.
Joan Collins. Let's say that Joan Collins, that old whore, approaches
Cobra.
You at a bar and starts buying you, you know, shots. And then, you know, you're like, who is this Rue McClanahan, clammy old scab who's hitting on me? And then she starts buying you cars. You could be bought. like, and takes you on trips, or guys aren't the equivalent of girls. I'm telling you right now, I would tell her to bug off quickly. Guys aren't the same. Guys have a little bit of dignity.
Yeah, no, guys are exactly the same.
Okay, I just gave you the example.
You know what?
When you're a senior in college,
mm-hmm.
You think you would go out with Joan Collins?
If she showed me enough money, I would have.
She's probably still not that bad.
And you know what? So would you.
No, God.
At 22?
Now, I could have it. There's no question.
That's what I like.
I could have it hands down. Six ways to Sunday, I could have it. But yeah. I don't want it.
You don't have the sack to close the deal, even if you did want it. We've been through that.
Well, I'm disgusted by that.
And you know what? I'm not disgusted, and I'm not ripping on the girl. I mean, she was clearly bought, but that's a smart move. You know what she's going to do? She's going to gut it up, and she's going to let him waller around on her for a couple years and sweat on her and beard all over her and everything. And then she's going to get out with $4 or $5 million, and she's ready to roll.
$4 or $5 million?
Maybe more. So I don't blame her.
I'm disgusted by that story, too.
It's the way the world works,
little
boys.
Little hairy man that he must be. Rolling on her.
You know what?
Good for him.
Aristotle and Onassis got Jackie Kennedy, for gosh sakes.
She ain't that great.
What?
She was skinny and had no jugs.
But you know, she had those missile boobs from those crazy 60s bras.
The cone?
Yeah. Kind of
the cone bra?
What was the deal with bras back then, man?
You know, if you got the money, you get the women. It's a proven. It's been that way since the caveman days. What else?
God.
Pretty much run out of steam. Sean Connery.
Billy Joel defeats you.
He did. He's defeated me. Sean Connery is about to quit acting. He just pulled out of a project. They paid him $17.5 million to film this movie called Josiah's Canyon. Or Cannon, I'm sorry. Josiah's Cannon. And he pulled out right before they started filming, the Brett Ratner film. It was about an aging thief and a Holocaust survivor who gathers up a band of crooks to rob an impregnable Swiss bank of valuables looted from the Jews before the war. It's supposed to be a huge film with a huge cast, and he said, no, I'm out. $17.5 million he turned down, and now he's saying, I don't know if I can ever act again.
That's another guy that could get a young girl if he wanted it.
It's 74?
Yeah.
Could he get a 22-year-old?
I wouldn't put it past him.
Connery is 74?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, he was James Bond in, what, 1960?
Yeah.
Man, he looks good.
He looks okay. He's also upset that his last movie, The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, didn't do so hot.
Well, it was a horrible movie.
And he's just sick of making blockbusters. I guess you reach an age where you're just done with it. Anthony Hopkins is the same way. He said that he's just about had it. Although he's in the new Oliver Stone movie, Alexander. But the big news
is... Maybe they need to make indies.
Maybe they do. But Sean Connery, everybody wants him to reprise his role as Indiana Jones' father for the fourth movie, which is supposed to be coming up here pretty soon, as soon as they can get a script together.
Maybe he just needs to stick to appearing on Saturday Night Live's Jeopardy
in yeah.
confusing categories.
Is that Daryl Hammond that does him?
Yeah.
Genius.
I'll take swords for $1,000. Actually, it's S-words.
What was the other one that he mistook?
It was therapists.
Yeah.
I'll take the rapists for $500.
That's therapists.
That's funny. Brilliant.
By the way, those commercials are great.
They
the Guinness
are
commercials.
So funny.
Very
Have
funny.
You seen them yet, Ron? The Guinness commercial?
No.
Oh, God, they're funny.
How
brilliant.
Have you not seen those?
I don't know.
They're all over the place.
Brilliant.
Are they?
Yeah.
How's it go, Danny, that guy?
Brilliant.
Have you guys ever heard of Scott? Jeez, good God.
Listen to the loogie just sitting in his throat.
Wait. Don't laugh. You got to listen to the very end.
We kind of sucked that loogie back down.
Wait a minute, dude. Don't laugh. Do it again.
Oh, gross.
God, all
just,
that.
You could just see that oyster, couldn't you?
Leonard Skinner tar and phlegm. Years of whiskey and cigarettes. And
DWIs.
Oh. Yeah. You guys ever heard of Scott Muni?
No.
You have?
No.
Who is
no. he? He's a entertainer.
Here comes some bull
crap. Pearl Jam.
He's an entertainer.
He's a disc jockey of some sort, isn't he?
Yeah, bingo. He is one of the most famous disc jockeys of all time.
Very entertaining disc jockey.
Although he was. He's died at 74. He has spent 50 years on air in the nation's number one radio market, that being New York City.
Woo-hoo!
He suffered a stroke early this year. He's interviewed everyone. I mean, any musician, name it, he's interviewed him.
Pearl Jam?
Yes, Greg. Pearl Jam. He had the famous interview with Jimmy Page. When he asked Jimmy Page a question, Jimmy starts to answer, and then he collapsed in mid-sentence. He was wiped out by days of partying. So Muni just puts on a Led Zeppelin record, woke Page up, and conducted the rest of the interview with the guitarist lying on the studio floor.
But has he ever interviewed Bill Wyman?
Oh, right.
He's interviewed McCartney, Mick Jagger, Pete Townsend, Bruce Springsteen, Roger Daltrey, Keith Richards.
All right.
Ron Wood.
All right.
He's
all right.
Probably interviewed the whole Stones package.
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right.
What else?
Well, it's...
Get to go.
Call a go.
8 minutes till.
Get to go.
We need to go. So.
Take care, Snake.
Get to go.
Okay.
Did we spend too much time on the Billy Joel story?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
All right, coming up next, we're going to be joined by a very special guest, the well-known racing driver, David Starr, here on The Ticket.